No, I think that would make it like thin, like a pencil, like if, the way I think of music, like falsettos. Like,
would it be long? Maybe.
Oh,
it'd be a.
Oh, it could curve up and actually wrap around the ovaries.
Like a dove cock.
It's a guaranteed insemination.
Yeah, that's true. Like a tentacle.
Like a tentacle.
Like a duck penis.
Oh, those are fucking wicked looking.
I don't think I've ever seen a duck penis.
Oh, dude, they're like clawed. They're
really? Like, oh. Yeah.
They like get
they want to grab them. Well, that's kind of like cats. The male cats have barbed penises.
Yeah.
Like they stick it in and then the barbs stick backward.
Because so if they, not, I mean, have you ever tried to fuck a cat? I mean, let's face it.
Well, let's say no. Tried to fuck a cat, but right.
You know, cats
meaning.
Die
I
after
take your meaning.
Echidna.
What is that?
That what that guy from Sonic is Shadow, or what's his name?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Oh
Knuckles.
Knuckles. Oh.
Echidna. They got.
Yeah.
No penises.
Or like six penises.
Well, isn't a duck penis similar, or is it just weird looking?
I think it's like tentacles.
Okay.
The females evolved to have lots of
orifices?
Like tubes in there.
Oh.
Because the ducks are very rapey, so.
Ducks are rapey.
Ducks are very rapey.
That's the name of this episode.
All right, ducks are rapey.
By the way.
It's a well-known fact.
Yeah, well-known fact. Well, not, it, but I guess it is now.
I'm going to look it up on Google.
I don't know exactly why, but I believe that the females...
They got a lot of... But all the openings go to the same place.
Not openings. Like, the one opening goes to lots of places.
Right. So, like, it's a cave, a big cave entrance. Then within that lobby...
And there's only one dragon horde or whatever.
Right. But that, so, so there's a dragon horde. That there's different ways to get there once you get in the lobby, basically.
No, there's a different ways to... Nah, there's a lot of dead ends.
Oh, only one is the true way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's fun. Well, guys, I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
But apparently rape is common amongst ducks.
I told you.
You just said.
I know.
It's a well-known fact.
It apparently is. Like, I thought he was kidding. I thought he was making shit up.
I don't fucking
lie. No, it's true.
Well,
this is especially true in mallards.
I was
going to
say
ducks.
Mallards.
Rape
fucking
is a
mallard.
Normal reproductive strategy in mallards, says Dutch researcher Kees Molecker. Although approximately 40% of ducks' sex is forced. Say that 10 times.
40%.
40% of duck sex is forced. Maybe that should be the title of the episode.
Yeah, that's 40% of duck sex is forced.
The horrible thing you never knew about ducks. Ooh.
Okay, just find the good parts. Look up duck vaginas and penises.
Okay,
and how they work together.
Maybe that would have been in that article, but hold on.
But you're too fucking impatient.
What do duck penises what do duck vaginas look
like? I'm just saying people can read that for themselves.
Okay,
so
no, you asked. The duck's penis is a corkscrew-shaped
corkscrew
with ridges and backward-pointing fleshy spines.
Perfect for raping.
It really
female
is.
Ducks have long, twisted vaginas that have a number of spirals, however. The female duck vagina also has some dead-end pockets that they can engage if they do not want to be fertilized by the male duck that is mounting them.
So they can be like, just shut their fucking dragon horde down.
I told you that shit was crazy, dude.
It's like a fucking maze. It's a vagina maze.
Yeah. It's a twisty
cavern. It's D&D with your dick. It's D&D.
So the so
it's
they're
like the dungeon.
It really is. Yeah. So the female duck is getting fucked, and she's just like,
nope. I don't want to have a rape baby.
Right. And but the duck that's fucking her is like, yeah, I'm getting this. I'm getting this. Yeah. You know. And
he gets
not.
Off no matter what.
Well, yeah. True.
And but then he goes on his way.
He's
pimping. And rips his fucking barbed cockscrew dick out of her.
Yeah. Jesus.
Right after filling her up.
I mean, it's cool that she can shut down the rape. Oh, well, I guess she can shut down the rape.
She can shut down the insemination.
Yeah, but other than that, it sounds
that
like.
That is trickier than anything.
Well, sure.
I've never heard of that.
I still think they're getting a raw deal.
Well, who?
The
which one?
Female duck.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
You know?
But she does have a form of power.
Well, I mean, when you're getting raped 40% of the
okay,
time.
Okay, let me ask you. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean that every female duck is getting raped 40% of
probably
the time.
Probably a lot more.
Or anything.
I'll tell
only
you what.
Birds.
But what's
40%
worse?
Of birds?
No. Or? Listen, what's worse? Getting raped with a barbed penis for 5 minutes or getting tricked into thinking that you have genetic fucking
completed your mission.
Yeah. That you've done what you're supposed to do genetically and evolutionarily. Like you have, because why do we fuck? Really? Well, it feels good, but it feels good because it gives you genetic, what is that called? Where you live forever.
Oh, immortality.
Immortality gives you genetic immortality. So which is worse? Getting raped for 5 minutes or getting cheated out of your genetic immortality?
I mean, okay.
That's a fucking funny trick.
All right, yeah. Objectively speaking, I would say getting tricked. Objectively speaking. But
right. In the moment.
But I don't think ducks think that way. It's not like he's going, oh,
well,
that
there's
fucking
a lot
bitch,
we apparently
that,
did not know that about
that fucking bitch. She ain't having my baby.
He gets all angry like Donald. What was Daisy? Daisy's be shutting her shit down. Daisy's just getting
always her. Pointing her finger.
Man.
Typical woman.
You just get ran on. I'll tell you what, though. Those fucking ducks are asking for it, especially if they look like
Daisy.
Yeah.
Dude,
Daisy's pretty cute for a duck.
Rafa loved Minnie Mouse, but he's like, I'm like, that's your girlfriend. He's like, no, Daisy.
Oh.
This was a few years ago, though.
Okay.
When he first started watching.
Man. How do you say that?
Permorphism.
Cindy Bear for me, dude.
I was going to say, we talked about that. Cindy
Bear.
I
think so. Huh.
She's kind of a short round. Makes sense.
Yeah,
she's got a big ass.
That does make sense.
I don't know who. If it was an animal?
I don't know.
A sexy animal.
Chitara.
Well, that's, I mean, come on. That's really just a girl with like a tail. You know,
cosplaying.
Which, yeah, I had a girlfriend that had like a vestigial tail.
You did not.
I swear to God. Ooh.
Did she peg you with it?
No.
She actually had a little nub, like a little.
Yeah, it was like, and she was not the sharpest, you know, by far.
Well, probably not.
So
she was half.
Did you scratch her above it? And make it wiggle.
It made me. It freaked me out. So I tried not to touch it.
Yeah, of course it freaked you out. People don't have human beings don't.
Dude, that would have been all over that thing.
Put a tiny little condom on it and fuck me.
That's what I said. Did she peg you with it?
Right,
it would be a bit awkward to do because it's like it's
ass
like,
to ass, ass to ass.
Yeah. I don't know. I already felt bad about my choice of what I was doing with my life at that point, you know?
Sure. This was when you were an adult?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought, I've never heard of this woman, and I thought I've known you since you were 15.
Oh, you know her. So,
what?
Yeah.
Who has a vestigial tail that I know?
I can't, dude, come on, I can't really say that. Yeah, she had a tail.
Yeah, just edit that out. Fine. That's awesome, though.
Not really.
Was it ugly?
I mean, not. No, but I mean,
did it move?
Furry?
Could she move it?
Oh no, it was bony.
Okay, yeah, it was just.
It was a vestigial.
You should have got pegged with it.
Sigil.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't saying. I was again. I was already like on like not trying not to think about what I was doing because it was kind of gross to me.
Yeah.
So that only just, there's like the cherry on top. Yeah. Like, oh, and she's got a tail. Well, this, you've done really well for yourself, Tom. You've really hit it out of the park this time. Fucking idiot. You drunken piece of shit. So, yeah. She was a very sweet, sweet person.
She wasn't bad.
No. Not horrible. I mean, she was.
Now that I know she has a tail, I would have killed her. You know, yeah. Fucking mutants. You got to kill those mutants.
Yeah, I know.
Get them out of the gene pool.
I got X-Men in my bathroom right now. I mean, a book, not actual X-Men.
They're just waiting on you to get home.
Yeah. They're just bored as fuck.
Colossus just sitting in the tub.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, Logan smoking.
You have been gone too long.
What have
the
you
fans
been?
The fan's not enough.
Oh, not, I, one of the graphic novels that I bought is my Mutant Massacre. It's actually the lead up to all that shit, you know.
Oh, okay.
They wipe them out. It's actually, in this one, it's Mr. Sinister's plan, I think. I don't know.
Is he a good guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's the hero for sure of this one. Mr. Sinister and his, you know, genocide. That's great.
Actually, have you, JR, have you seen the episode of What If with the zombie?
Only like three in.
Well, there's a zombie episode where there's zombie Captain America, zombie Hulk.
Oh, dude, if you don't watch any of those.
It's pretty funny.
If you don't watch any of those What Ifs or whatever, watch just that episode.
I'm going through them all.
It's like 25
minutes.
Okay,
so you've seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hilarious.
It's really good.
You can mention some from it. I don't mind spoilers.
Oh, I think you should.
I mean, that pretty much what we said sums it up.
Yeah.
Zombie Marvel characters.
Which is fucking great.
It is.
Actually, a lot of that show was pretty. I didn't have high hopes because it's not that I don't like watching animated shows. It's just it's something about like having seen like the real. You know,
sure.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I get that.
It's all the actors, though, too. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, the voice acting is all the guy. All
I
the
thought
people.
It was going to be like a documentary style.
Nope.
Talk about what if blah, blah, blah happened and then talk to people.
No.
And then once I saw it was animated, I'm like, I'm in.
Oh, and the animation is great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think.
I just did the Doctor Strange one, which was a bummer.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? Where's he keeps trying to
save. I was like, that was a sad one, Rav. That sucked.
You picked the wrong one.
Right. I haven't watched that one yet.
That's as far as I got at, like, at three or four.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, the zombie one's right after
I'm going through them in a...
Yeah.
I haven't done it linear either.
Oh, okay.
I've skipped around.
See, I thought
I want
to
watch.
You might need to, but
right.
I don't know. I heard the last two or three are kind of connected.
Okay. Well, I'm taking my time.
It's all multiverse crap which is what they're doing now anyway with the Watcher.
Yeah, setting up stuff.
Yeah, so it kind of is canon in a way, but not, you know.
I mean, they're just making it more interesting because I love Marvel at this point because at least they're not telling. They are telling the same stories over and over, but they're not telling the same stories over and over every time.
Yeah. Oh, like, God. Like Spider-Man was back.
Enough with the Spider-Man movies.
Well, it's
you got to watch the last one.
Enough with the origin story, anyway.
Right, yes.
I mean, really, that's what it
is. Everyone knows them now.
It's like, okay,
shut up.
Fucking radioactive spider, Aunt May, shut the fuck up.
That's how Marvel did it right.
Which they did.
They
really
did it right, but like he said, why go to the same well?
Yeah, well, because they figure, people are dumb and it's a new generation watching these movies. And,
yeah.
Then their parents did wrong by not showing them Spider-Man from the Tobey Maguire.
Right. But that's why you have cartoons for kids. Like, because at this point, we were talking about the animation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think animation is getting way more sophisticated than it even got in the 90s. With, like, the Simpsons and fucking Family Guy.
Yeah.
It's actually becoming a genre of its own for the adults.
Oh yeah,
Because it's not just tongue in cheek anymore. It's not just animation.
It's called anime, and it's been around for.
Well, dude, I know that, but
are you talking more
people dismissed it? because even anime it's just cartoons for adults. Yeah. It's becoming a genre of its own. Mm-hmm. Has been a long time, but in a different way because it's becoming so much more sophisticated.
You're right. You know, actually,
even more so than some reality shows. Or not reality shows, but...
Reality-based shot shows. With a movie. Yeah.
Real people shows.
Real people.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the Castlevania on Netflix?
I haven't yet.
You know who wrote that? At least the first season. I don't know about the other ones.
I think second at least. I haven't watched the third yet.
Oh, the season-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the second or the third. I've seen them, but I don't know if he wrote them.
Or no.
But he probably did. I don't know. But anyway, definitely the first season. The guy who wrote those, Warren Ellis.
Really? Yeah. Oh, now I gotta check it out. I didn't know that.
It's good.
It's really good. And it's, again,
if you like the games also, it's really good.
Yeah.
But and even, just, it's very adult. I mean, they curse and everything.
Did you like Vampire D? You ever watch it?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Any anime?
I've watched anime like probably everything from Cowboy Bebop to Trigun.
You know Castlevania the game?
Yeah, I played it on original fucking Nintendo. Right.
Simon
that's the
Belmont.
Only game
you love it.
Castlevania game.
It's
I ever
bloody.
Played. But
it's
I
got
dominated
vampires.
That shit.
Oh, so, that game sucked. Dude.
Did you kill Dracula in that?
I eventually won.
I never did.
It took a long fucking time, like 4 years probably or something. It seemed like 4 years.
Yeah, it did take a long... I don't know if it was 4 years, but it did take a long time.
Because he only got 3 lives.
Yeah, it's
tough. And you make it to Frankenstein.
And there's no cheat codes. Oh, Jesus. There's no cheat codes.
No, it sucks.
Yeah, I don't think the Konami code worked on that one, even though it was Konami.
Actually, me and Dave Sell figured out how to beat that game.
Oh, okay.
He would play, then I would play. He would play, then I would play.
I watched my friend.
That's how you do it, yeah.
My friend Glenn Alford, he was a master of video games back then, and I would just watch him, you know, play. Cause
fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
People do it now on YouTube. People get paid to...
Yeah. Right.
That's what he should have done for a career.
Could have.
Fucking A.
Yeah. I mean, this was
technology. Awesome.
But he was just one of those kids that was, like, really good, like, just a natural.
Yeah.
Like Mark, kind of, in a way.
Right.
At every game, though?
Yeah, he just had a knack for it, man. Because we both had Nintendos, and he lived like 2 houses down from me on Steele. So I'd be over, but I was always over there at his house.
Because he had the Nintendo.
No, we both did, but, and you know, I don't know, for whatever reason. Anyway, but yeah, I would play, you know, but I would not be as good. So it's like, if we're trying to beat this game,
right,
you know, I'd rather be like the hype man.
That's actually
sit there and be like, oh, check behind it there, right. Do that.
I was like co-pilot. Yeah, exactly.
That's what Dave used to do, especially before we even had Nintendos. Mm-hmm. He would play these computer games on his dad's, like Leisure Suit Larry or the Sorcerer.
You could fuck with that one.
King's Quest and
King's
shit like
Quest.
That.
We did King's Quest 1 through 4.
Oh, me and Barrett used to do that.
I never played it. I just sat there and watched it. Yeah.
They only one keyboard anyway, so you're like, type in this. Do this.
Yeah.
I was his co-pilot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done that too, and I love it.
It was fun. Yeah. Well,
that's why I don't play a lot of video games. I got systems at home and shit, but I don't have anyone to play with. We got the Switch now, so they'll race with me, Mario Kart.
Yeah,
it's more fun with people, and I don't mind taking the backseat, co-pilot seat.
Right.
Yeah. Love it, actually. Me and Nick ran through Metroid a few years ago.
The first?
The first Metroid.
Oh, Jesus.
All those stupid jumps and stuff. And amazing game, dude.
That's a really great game. The payoff at the end is so...
The music, everything is so good.
You get the final secret.
Yeah.
And it holds
up. You were a girl all along.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, it doesn't seem like a big deal now, but it was to me when I was a kid. It was like, what? Samus is Samus or whatever.
I say Samus.
And it's like, I'm a girl.
It shocked you?
It shocked me.
I'm surprised. I mean, it didn't shock me, but
I was like, that's cool.
Me, and it made me feel good for some reason. Like, I kind of wanted to fuck her. So that's my cartoon fuck pick.
There, hey, there we go.
I bet she fucks great after she takes that.
That's probably what it was for me, dude. Like, fuck her. She's a redhead.
I'm just going to take the armor off her midsection.
Or she's a blonde.
Wear the rest of it. Kind of like having really.
She was a redhead in there.
Orange, if I recall.
Maybe. She's a blonde now because she's my Switch character.
Oh.
That might be Samus X.
I thought her hair was not orange, but like. Between blonde and orange, it was a weird color.
Yeah, that's
right. Now I got to beat the game again.
It's been like 30 years.
It's been a while. At any rate, she's probably very sweaty under all that armor and a little smelly.
Oh, man.
Some of my favorite cosplay to see.
That sounds like a great combination.
Oh, God, yeah.
Fucking ace.
But yeah, that game holds up. Still hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And interesting music is amazing. I think the graphics are still good.
Well, yeah, the graphics hold up.
It's fun.
It's
the creepy backgrounds, and it's pretty good for what.
Yeah.
Well, I got a good segue.
Okay.
Speaking of
Metroids.
Yes.
Okay, so everyone knows in the audience,
sweaty
Tom now has a very mischievous, slick look in his eyes. I saw it.
No,
saw
you it
come
just
over did. His face. So get ready for something good.
I promise Mark and Lewis, well, Mark, not Lewis. Lewis doesn't have no fucking idea. But anyway, they want to come. Well, Mark wants to be here next week as a special guest, and he wants to bring Lewis with him, which I was like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. I was telling him about what I'm about to tell you, and he was like, dude, don't do it on the podcast on Saturday. Do it when I'm there with Lewis. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'll wait. I can't wait.
No, I don't want you to wait now. Right now.
All right. Well, I can't contain myself.
I don't care either way.
Uh-oh. He cares. Gonna be good.
You're not baiting me.
All right. You're baited.
I'm on the hook, baby.
All right. So last week, I was talking to Jeff like through text and just bullshitting and just doing the stupid shit we usually do.
Just so you know, this better be fucking good now.
I don't know.
No, go on. I'm sorry.
Well, now I feel
I just want to be the first one to interrupt your story.
See, you're like one of those people like in a text chain, like on Reddit or back in the day on just message boards, be like, first.
Pretty much.
That was the equivalent. Anyway, so I'm talking to Jeff, and we went out to get a TV set because he just moved out with two other miscreants.
Oh, okay. So he's got his own place again?
Yep.
Good. Real miscreants?
No, they're just guys in the program.
Oh, okay. Hopefully not being
fuck-ups just like all of us, more or less.
Basically,
just without homes, so they have to live together.
Right. Well, it's, for now anyway.
Yes. It might be a good thing.
No, it's, trust me. Yeah.
Wait, is miscreant like actively doing stuff, or is it like just a reputation you have?
Yeah,
it could be both.
Kind of both, but it's just an adjective.
Ne'er do well.
Yeah.
Scallywag.
At any time, it could happen. It could pop up too. If under certain circumstances,
right? Occur maybe. No.
I don't think you can miscreant someone.
No, it's not an adjective. It's not a verb, rather.
Yes. That's what was wrong.
So he had to get a TV set for his house and a couple some other things. So we went to Costco and got a TV set and shit. And we're just talking about how, setting it up and blah, blah, blah. And he later that night, he texted and he was like, dude, he's like, I went crazy and I ordered a VR thing. It's a Quest. I don't know if you know what these are. Goggles.
I know what VR means. Is it like some new VR technology?
No, it's been around a little while. But
I know what VR technology is, but which one? Because
the Quest. Made by Meta.
Okay.
Used to be Oculus. Well, it's still Oculus, but Oculus is now a Meta company. I do believe is the way it works. Anyway, they're up to the the Quest 2 is the current one. And anyway, so he's like, dude, I ordered. Yeah. So he was like, dude, I ordered one, blah, blah, blah. All right. So I was like, hey, let me know how that goes, because I've been on the fence, you know, ready to jump into the whole VR thing for years, but it just hasn't been where I want it, you know, yet. And he was like, all right, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, cool.
I know what's under their shirt.
Now you know, right? JR's got a little bit of
insider trading.
Yeah, a little inside baseball.
How much porn did he download?
Listen.
Too much.
Also, is he on Reddit? Because there's a whole subreddit of. Go on with your story.
Get there. All right.
Okay.
So like an hour later, I'm just laying there and I get another text from Jeff, and he's like, hey, I just ordered you and Jeremy and his other roommate, his name, all an Oculus. I fucking just spent a ton of money. I'm like,
where'd
what?
Did he get this money?
His mom.
Oh, she gave him a big chunk of money or something?
Or his Uncle Eddie. It's basically
he comes from a rich family?
Oh, no, not by any means. It's just
But that's you said he ordered himself one.
Right.
And then four others?
Yeah,
that's
three others.
And
four total.
$2,500.
No, 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 no. It's $1,200.
$300 a piece.
Times four.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever. It's a lot
still,
of money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, shit. He just spent a bunch of money on the TV. Right. Yeah. I was like, all right, dude.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm confused, but go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, sweet. And so I got the thing.
I couldn't accept that gift, dude.
Why?
I would.
I don't do shit for. Maybe you do for him.
Listen,
you do a lot of shit for him. So
no,
but me personally, if one of you guys got me, I'd be like, keep that $300 for yourself.
Well, you've never done much for us.
Who the fuck says we're gonna buy you an Oculus Quest?
Where's my cheeseburger?
You've sat on one of our gifts.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. I gotta get. I'll get
original anyway. Price, probably $700.
Yeah,
but it was kind of.
I've sent you dick pics.
I love it.
Those are priceless.
That yeah,
and you turned it into art, which is also priceless.
Well, of depends course. On the art
and food, bread, motherfucker. You owe me $300 in bread at least.
$300 in bread.
Wow,
that bread's good.
Maybe $30 in bread. I'll give you $30 for that bread.
You, but Tom. But seriously, I'd be like, hey.
We're not living in the Middle Ages, man. Bread doesn't cost that much.
No, but $300 Oculus, I don't need that shit.
I would take it.
I would.
Anyway, let's let the man finish too. Telling his story.
Well, you're right. I was kind of like, man, that's
a really nice present. But, I want to play with it. But go ahead.
Yeah, well.
You do help him out a lot, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't even look at it like that. I was just like, well, I could see where the conversation would go if I was like, dude, no.
And if someone is a giver
yeah,
and will
that's
be offended or something.
Take the gift.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
At any rate.
Person basis.
Plus, he wanted to have me have one so I could experience the same thing. And so we
and you
can talk about
do
it.
Online things.
Jack off together.
You can do a lot of shit with us.
Can you jack off together?
That's what they're going to do.
Dude, all right. So that was just the preamble, right? And so I've been joking all week since I found out I was going to get this fucking thing to Mark and everybody. I'm joining the metaverse. I'm fucking traveling through space.
Exploring the universe.
Exploring the universe.
Indeed.
You know. And I also was like, yeah, I'm a fuck all the robots. I'm fucking everything. Blah, blah,
I'm
blah.
Gonna watch that.
You can fuck robots.
Scarlet Witch video again.
Robots,
dude. All right, so I was just like, I've never. Okay, preface this also with the fact that I've never used one of these fucking things. Not just this device, but any. VR.
Sure.
I've never experienced that, even at the mall or whatever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Dave and Buster's or
nothing. Yeah, yeah, nothing. So
nothing good anyway.
Well, I used to actually give a ride to work to this young black kid. He was like 15 or 16, and he was a dishwasher at a place I worked.
Yeah.
And so I'd pick him up because he didn't have a ride, and I'm Tim. I'm good people.
And it made him suck your dick.
Yeah, it made him suck my dick. But no, like when I would take him to work, half the time he would have one of those VR things on.
Oh.
And this was like 2-3 years ago. Yeah. I didn't know they had gotten so sophisticated.
Oh, yeah.
But, yep. Yeah, and it was so cool because he looked like Stevie Wonder. Like he'd have it on and just be like moving his hands and like.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was very funny, and every time I'd try and talk to him, he got very irritated.
Oh, I bet. It is.
I just probably got him killed by a zombie or something.
Yeah, exactly, or whatever.
But it seems like really cool technology. I want to check this out. You better bring it next Saturday.
All right, well, let me...
Okay, all right.
What was the point of saying he was a young black kid?
Oh.
It was just to
describe. I'm just fucking with
you. Come on, it was a descriptive element.
I want
just
to hear
like
Tom's
saying,
story.
What if it would have been a 16-year-old young white girl with purple hair? You would have gotten an idea about
you would have gotten an idea, all right.
So I described him the way he was.
He was
a 16-year-old black kid.
He's painting mind pictures, okay?
Yes. I'm a writer, motherfucker.
Jesus. All right. So I was joking all week about how I'm going to fuck this, I'm going to fuck that, and the fucking multiverse, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I get the thing Thursday, but I had band practice, so I didn't get a chance to fuck with it at all. So yesterday I get off of work, and I actually had a chance to fuck with it, so I tried it out.
Elizabeth Olsen, deepfake.
Listen, don't... anyway... And so I did like the setup thing, and it has like a little tutorial. Dude, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like it is, honestly, I'm just sitting there going like, holy.
Were you sitting down or did you stand up?
I was, well, for that stuff, I was standing up and like.
Did you fall?
No. No, it's got this, dude, Tim, like it's going to blow your fucking mind. You're going to think you're in the Lawnmower Man.
that sounds awesome. No, that's awesome.
Dude.
I've been waiting for this technology. Yeah.
But what you do is it has these two things that have a bunch of buttons on them that you hold in your hands. It's like controllers, basically, you know?
Yeah.
And so before you do anything, when you set it up, it won't even let you do anything until you put up the Guardian system. So whatever space you have, say we're in this room, whatever.
Yeah.
You take the gun and then you touch it to the ground and you can see it's like you can see your surroundings.
It maps your room?
Yeah, basically. Well, you map your room. So you got the goggles on, right? But it's got a camera on the front. So it's showing you a picture to your eyes of your surroundings.
Okay.
But it's in like grayscale and it's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's fucking sci-fi, dude. It's great. Then it's got this altered reality on top of that. So it shows the floor. And so you're like looking down and like there's like these crosses like floating.
Yeah.
And you're just they're there, but they're not there.
You know? Right.
And so it's like, well, show me where the floor is. So to do that, you just take your controller and you just gently touch the floor. And as you do, the floor thingy goes, you're like,
the crosses are.
Then it's like, okay, cool. Now map out your fucking perimeter.
Right. You're mapping your environment so you don't run into things.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. So what you do then, so what you then do is you take one of your, they have triggers right here.
Yeah.
That's one, is one of the buttons. You shoot it at the ground and you just trace along. And you make a box around yourself.
Yeah.
And you could do it any which way.
Right.
You can make a fucking dick if you want it. You know,
is that the first thing you did?
Of course. No. Anyway, so you do this, then you can start doing like the games and the experiences and stuff. But
right.
So the important part about doing that, though, right, is so while you're doing the shit, so like if you get close to like your perimeter, you'll see that altered reality. It'll be like it'll fade in like a wall. Like,
right.
Oh, there's the wall. And then you can even like put your
hand like
through
Matrix.
It and it opens up like a hole, like you're sticking your hand out into the real world.
That's so cool.
It is outrageously cool. And yeah, so it's,
well, you better seriously bring this next Saturday because I want to play with it for at least 5 minutes.
Oh, no, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Why not?
Why?
Jen's playing with it right now. and well, she's going to want it next week.
Well, she's going to be disappointed next Saturday.
Well, yeah, she'll have to be. Well, and it, however, you might not want to touch the thing after I continue the story.
Oh, Jesus.
All right,
did you
dude.
Put it in your butt or something?
I knew it.
Absolutely. All right, so Friday, I basically just did like the introductory crap. And again, this is the first time I've ever
I knew it was coming.
And so I was just like, wow. But it. The strap was like really uncomfortable, and it's your head isn't used to having this thing on it. It's
right.
Like, even sure. the little bit of weight that it is,
yeah. yeah,
it will kill your neck muscles.
Okay.
Until you get used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to rock harder, dude.
I ordered a strap last night to replace.
They have it. Neck straps?
Dude, they had a whole fucking thing.
Okay.
I was
just kidding. Actually, I didn't think they would have something.
It's got a thing
no,
here.
No, that's a great idea.
Thing back here. It's so okay. comfortable now.
Anyway. You got it already?
Oh, yeah. I know. That's what I was telling him.
Fucking yeah. Amazon.
Fucking ordered,
ordered it at
11 o'clock last night. It got here at 1 o'clock today. yeah.
Did I tell you that Aaron works for Amazon now?
Yeah. So here's how the brain is just like completely overwhelmed by this shit, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're standing still and you're just looking around and
right.
doing shit, you're... I was pretty okay. You know, I was fine as far as like feeling like disoriented or anything. Sure. I was okay.
I have a theory why, but go on.
Then I get into this game, and now you got to run around and shit and do all types of shit. So this is the first time I was playing a game like that so far that night. So I push the stick. There's little thumbsticks on the controller.
To run, and
yeah. my body.
You don't
just
have
like,
to do this.
Whoa, fuck me. It was like, my brain just went, it just broke. Because it thinks it's this craziest shit.
You should be moving your feet. You should be
or having
orienting your
air going across your face
yes.
or whatever. And you're floating and you're standing completely still or whatever. And yeah. you're just going, whoom, and it's just your stomach just drops like,
you know
oh,
what?
Fuck.
It's crazy. The first time I went and saw an IMAX movie.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. It was back before IMAX was even popular.
Yeah.
I went to Cincinnati for some reason
oh, wow.
with my mom and my brother. And we went to the Cincinnati Science Museum.
Okay.
And they had an IMAX theater.
Yeah,
and these.
I think my first one is Cedar Point or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, they're, Cedar Point
before it was popular.
They're fucking nuts. It's like you basically sit in an amphitheater
right.
where there's a sphere over you,
yeah.
where all the sphere or most of the sphere is a screen yeah. that is basically almost a whole sphere or half a sphere.
Right,
and they even warn you. They say. You might experience vertigo.
Yeah.
And so basically this was back so far that they just had like videos of where you're in the perspective of being in a high speed jet.
Okay.
Or in a fucking air balloon
oh,
or
yeah.
in a
yeah.
like what are those called in the Olympics? Those sleds.
Bobsled.
I feel like yeah. I've seen
and,
that one.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Yeah.
Like it felt like you were doing it. Like
yeah.
it had all the reaction.
Your brain doesn't know how to take it.
Your brain doesn't know. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you should try
this. This is way better.
You bring it.
You will. You're going to be like, oh, fuck. Like, and not just that. So that's bad enough, right? The jumping was even more disorienting because you hit a button,
you
jump. You
can jump.
And you're just like, oh, okay, well, this isn't happening. Your body's just like, meh. But even the, like, so I
were you standing up jumping?
I was standing up for all this. Which
you have to?
You don't have to. And I learned today that sitting down is better for that shit.
Right.
Because it's your mind can at least be like, okay, I've been in
I'm
a car.
I'm sitting down. Yeah.
I've been inside of a car. Yeah. I'm not, you know, this isn't so bad. Anyway, but even just like walking up to like the NPCs and shit, like the girl was giving out the first quest for the game or whatever.
Right.
You know? So I walk up to her and my brain is just like,
there's a person in front
of me. Yeah, it thinks there's a fucking person in front of you. And you're just like, oh, wow. God. It's not frightening. It's just disconcerting. It's like, there's a weird anime girl in front
of me. This person doesn't exist, but she's there.
And you're like, my brain, I could feel it like tickling, like,
yeah,
like electricity. Like,
you're actually using it again.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
I know, right?
Fucking reality got so boring, we needed fake reality.
Oh, I'm in the Matrix. I'm in the fucking Matrix, dude. I'm never leaving.
Except better, because the Wachowski sisters can't make a good movie.
They made
except
one.
The first.
Yeah. If they even made that. If they even fucking.
No,
who knows?
I think the trilogy.
They stole it from.
They stole it from me, motherfucker.
They stole it from Grant Morrison.
They stole it from the Bible.
Well, whatever. Anyway, so that was Friday night. So I got really motion sick, like really, like not throwing up, but
no falling down though.
Didn't fall down. No, no. I just got really nauseous, and then it's like when you take the fucking thing off because I had it on probably for half an hour.
Yeah.
So I take it off, and then I'm like faced with actual reality, and I'm like, oh gee, it's again just like. Whoa.
What if Jen rolled off the bed and she's having a seizure right now?
Do you think this could be dangerous technology like they've talked about? Like where you get involved in it so much?
Oh, okay. Let me go on. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So then today, much to like JR alluded earlier, I wanted to dabble in the more adult
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yes. And they have that?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Did you find their Reddit?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, yes.
All free.
You can get
paywalls here and there.
There's paywalls in the sense.
I was watching it and I didn't even have a VR set.
All right. I'll just say. So I wanted to check it out, right?
Yeah.
So I went through the steps to like get it. To go to the best one I could or whatever,
right.
Get set up the best way I could for now. Anyway, I'm sure. Yeah. I missed, trust me. But anyway,
did you clear your search history?
It's you know what's funny is you have to sign in through Facebook, so now they know that I'm. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Go
on. Facebook knows all anyway.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I don't give a
Meta.
Meta. Anyway. So I click on my first video. I got my headset. Jen's sleeping. As far as I know, because I would.
You can't hear or see anything.
Hear or see. I'm in the fucking Matrix. I'm flying through the universe.
What if she's watching you jack off and
just like
flicking the bean and then goes to sleep?
Well, another cool thing with it. Remember how I told you can like stick your hand through your walls? If you actually get up and put your head on the wall. You see, again, that altered... You see your surroundings through the camera.
You see your actual surroundings?
Yes. You could come out of virtual reality.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then you look back, and you can see your little cage that you made.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's freaky.
Dude, you're going to be freaked out.
Wow.
I can't wait. Anyway, so I got my tissue, again, because you can't see... So I got everything where
my
I can
tissue.
Feel it. My cum rag, my spankerchief, if you will.
I'm retracting my statement. I will take that gift from either of you.
See, I told you. Dude, I am fucking... this shit is the devil.
It's only $300.
It is the devil. It is the end. Of society.
We're gonna have to have a fucking intervention for him.
I could not believe so the first video I watch,
he got off booze, he got off drugs.
You're right.
Now he's hooked by the VR.
Yeah, I'm in the fucking multiverse.
And you will be too.
Oh wait, yeah, dude.
Probably. So, I have a very addictive personality.
Oh, this especially. Right up your fucking alley.
And reality sucks anyway, so right. Fuck it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So all right, so the first video comes on, and it's like I say video, and it's definitely a video, but again, okay, so this bitch like opens a door, and it's, now this isn't a cartoon, right?
Like I was going to say, was it a cartoon?
No. It's an actual
person. She looks
person.
Like a person. She,
it's a person in front of you. As far as your brain is concerned, there is a half-naked bitch.
You're on the couch with your big white cock hanging out or playing a video game or something.
But as far as your brain's concerned, you're walking into her apartment.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, come in, blah, blah, blah. And her titties are like bouncing in her little thing. I mean, just all the little details that you don't get when I can't even explain it. It's like, and she's like leading me through the room.
You're
and it's
interacting.
Like,
that's.
I'm there.
You know why that's actually. That's why I've been getting into, like I told you guys last month, I'd been getting into the, hey, jerk off for me videos.
Yeah.
Like AOI.
Hot chick, just basically a hot chick.
Jerk off instruction.
Me.
Yeah.
Telling me exactly what to do to myself.
You're never going to come up for air then.
Right. Oh, exactly.
So this sounds like that times 100.
Oh, times a million. Dude, this is a girl that I would never, due to my advanced age, unless I become a rock star, would never.
Or pay $1,000.
Or pay some stupid amount of money for, and then I would just feel weird and whatever.
Right.
And she wouldn't do the good stuff.
No, and it probably, this is like
not
the,
unless you pay $1,500.
Right, this is like the fantasy version of that scenario. Except you're by yourself and it didn't cost any
money.
Just
wait until they start making interactive movies that you can be the hero of.
Well, dude,
like you can be Superman,
yeah,
or you can be Batman, or you can be Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, they already have you. Well, that's the thing.
They're so already doing that.
Yes, and so she leads you in. She lays you. You lay down on the bed. Now this is all shot from your POV, by the way.
Right.
So you lay down.
You can.
You take out. I'll tell you what, in The Matrix, I have a much bigger cock. I felt like I cheated on my wife. That's how crazy, different of an experience. Watching porn is a different sport than this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They've upped the game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But this is just something totally artificial. We're not arguing with the fact that it's artificial, and it's not as good as the real thing.
No.
All he's telling us is that.
No, I believe it's great. I would.
Is new and really cool.
I would fuck with it. I wouldn't pay for it.
There's no reason to argue.
You would pay for
it. There's no competition.
I'd pay for maybe the games, but porn.
I haven't.
Like even when I'm jacking off the porn.
Don't do.
I'll watch. Like a little bit just to get me hard and stuff, and then I'll get in my head.
No, you won't. You all fucking sit there and watch shit on your computer, your phone. Yeah.
To start.
Oh, you don't.
You don't watch.
And then, like, I'll put it away and think of someone in my head and come to that. Well, like, not to what's on my phone.
Sometimes I come without looking at anything. Like, some of the best times I've come. One of the best times was when I was 19 and I just went down after everyone fell asleep. It was about 4 a.m. and I went down by the lake through the woods and the moon was shimmering off the lake and I just pulled my pants, my shorts down, squatted down and just fucking jerked off like
to
a monkey.
In a squat?
Oh, wow.
And it felt great. And it was one of the best masturbations I've ever had.
Wow.
But, I mean, you know, so that is one
child
thing.
Of nature.
What he's talking about is something else.
Yeah, it's just a different thing. And
new and fun.
Yeah. It's anyway. So the only problem was like each video was 2 minutes because then it's like pay or subscribe or whatever.
Right,
you know?
Right. Of course.
You can go to sites where they have free ones and they're like, you know, full length, but the quality sometimes is dodgy, blah, blah, blah.
You want the cum shot.
I wanted, what do you got? What do you got? I want to see it.
Right.
You know?
Just like the rest of the internet. If you don't want to pay for it, you're not going to get.
Is that Reddit site like that?
Yeah.
Or that subreddit? I thought they were full videos.
Again, you can go to sites that, but it's hit or miss. At least for now, I wanted to be like, just give me the best, you know?
Tom has only had this device for like
2 days.
And he already knows this much. We're going to lose Tom.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So
he's you're right. Let me explain why.
So that was the first video, right? So then the shit comes back on the menu comes back on the screen and son of a bitch. Like, I'm going to come now.
Right.
So I'm looking over and I'm looking at the video. And again, your brain tricks you into thinking other people can see what you're seeing, too.
Because
I kept thinking, like, oh, fuck, if Jen walks in and I'm, like, looking at but it's like, no, she can't see. This isn't on your fucking mind. Anyway, so I picked the next video, put it on. You know, girl, same, not same thing, but same type of point of view. I got a giant uncircumcised dick this time. You know, that was
interesting. When did that grow back?
Yeah, like I got my foreskin back. Look at that. This is a fucking miracle.
About time.
Yeah, really. Anyway, so she's doing her thing. I'm doing, you know, I'm fucking jerking it, whatever. And again, it's like, you're so overwhelmed by the sensory experience of what's going on, what you're seeing and shit, right, hearing, that you don't really think.
I love how you're still holding your cock no matter what.
No, I have a question. Well,
yeah.
In the simulation, do you see yourself jerking yourself off?
No, she's working.
She's working
sucking
it,
and
you can't see your hand.
That's what I'm saying.
What happens with your hands if they're not? What's the other hand do?
The other hand? Her? No, you can't. No, you can't.
No, you just don't have hands.
Yeah. You don't.
You can look around the room.
You can, yeah.
Okay.
And give sensations to yourself.
You said with the video, with the shooting games,
yeah,
you saw.
That's why I said the games are better.
I'll put it like this. This is probably the best I can put it.
Why don't they combine?
Have you ever seen a movie like where, like being John Malkovich, where like they go through that tunnel and then they're like inside Malkovich,
right,
but at first they can't control Malkovich?
That's what the porno.
That's what it feels like. Right. Like you're in somebody's body, but you can't control what they're doing.
Wait, you mean
you're just behind
so
their eyes?
You can't say, for example, if the woman walks up to you, she's gonna.
What follows is a 30-minute detour wherein Tom tries to explain the difference between a video game and a recorded video. As part of his explanation, he brings in the concept of the uncanny valley. That proves to be a disastrous move. We have spared you that unpleasantness. Back to the show.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Yes.
Oh.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah. Now, we'll get there eventually, yeah. But I'm just saying we're not there now. Though I have seen recently.
That's what I'm saying. Like the androids or whatever, you still can tell. You keep that little edge.
Yeah. Well, but they have to administer a test to them, an empathy test, to see if they're real. Yeah.
But you're... natural stuff
and who
tells
says
you
that
that's
androids
fake
won't have empathy. That was just one plot line.
Right.
Personally, I think artificial intelligence, whether it's androids or
you're all about
a mega supercomputer that runs cities or the world, is going to have empathy. I think it's going to have very deep emotions.
It might.
Until you fucking throw out your blender and then they're going to fucking...
Until I fuck it over and over, rape it 40% of the time.
Well, I guess if you rape it 40% of the time, it will become bitter.
Yes.
Anything would.
All right. So to close out my story here. So she gets up and she starts like crawling towards me, like put her head, like her head towards me, like up where I can't have to look over at her face like this.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? Dude, she starts whispering. Just the dirtiest shit, you know, that you want to hear. And that's when I was just like, oh, God. It was that. Because, again, it was so fucking weird. Because the audio was great, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, was that the first or second
time? The second.
Second.
The audio better be the best thing.
Yeah, really.
Because
it's the first thing that was invented.
Dude, it was like she was right in my ear.
Wow.
Oh, you fucking, you want
to
lick my ass.
Fucking, you want to lick my dirty fucking ass.
It's realistic because it's only
baby.
It's perfectly. I mean, my brain could not tell the difference clearly. So that's my story. And I think, like I said to begin this, it is the
devil. I think Tommy's hard right now.
It is the devil.
It probably will be. It'll probably be the end of
this is going to be the end of everything.
Yeah.
I see.
We're not going to live. We're going to be in the Matrix.
Yes.
That makes it so anyone can have good sex with hot chicks or
listen,
hot dudes or whatever.
I also
hot aliens.
Okay.
Fucking refrigerator.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Whatever. Worldwide, yeah. Or Lois. I had the same thought, Tim, except it went to a really dark place. And
I'm going to rape Superman
Orphans
in the rings of Saturn.
No. I thought.
Anyone hear that?
Yeah, Superman and the Rings of Saturn.
I'm gonna rape him.
Rape him in his butt. You could do that. Here's where
I'm gonna rape him in his pee hole with a fucking micro penis.
With a corkscrew micro penis.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
With a back tail.
Here's where my brain went. Like, much to you, you're like, oh, well, nobody, everybody will always be able to fuck a supermodel. Right. Yes, you are absolutely right, which is has its own implications for society.
Yeah.
Trust me. You know.
No, everybody trusts you. Anymore.
But think of this. My brain went here. Okay, not only is that true, but we also, you know how like they have, you know, like methadone and buprenorphine, sure, and shit like that. They call it harm reduction.
Right.
In other words, their junkies aren't out there shooting dope.
Yeah.
They're safely, you know, being administered a drug, yeah, that's going to keep them from robbing your TV.
Right.
Harm reduction. What this is, they could do harm reduction with this technology, except for, like, you know, with pederasts. You know what I mean? They
let them fuck as many kids as they want. Right.
Find some consenting kids.
There's going to be some kids. They got to take one for the team.
I won't lie.
They will.
No. You
but
make
just
a
think
digital
of all the lives saved.
Dude, harm reduction is our band name.
You're horrible. What should the band name be?
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction. Harm reduction.
That's me and Tom's band name.
I love it. I'll remember. You didn't actually fuck those women. They were
right.
So just make a digital kid.
Yeah, but,
and let them fuck that.
Oh well, yeah, but we go back to the problem of the uncanny valley and the technology isn't.
Well,
quite
yeah,
there.
But once the technology,
once
at least
there,
it alleviate
once it's there.
It.
Yes, once it's
better
there,
better than chemically castrating them.
Absolutely.
Although I'm not against that either.
No, just kill them.
Yeah, pretty much, but
yeah,
that's not great
probably
for society.
Well, it is.
I would prefer
it's not,
not to
we'll
exist.
Do it in secret.
No, I'd prefer, well, that's, no, that's not.
Do you think this would work as a harm reduction?
Yes.
I think so.
I do,
just
too.
Just strap on the fucking thing? No, they'd still be, yep, like, probably in jail for a little while till they figure
no,
it out.
No, they'd have to be locked
no,
up.
No, you monitored at least.
Yeah. But there may be a path out, you know, this could be part of some sort
yeah,
of...
Yeah, instead
right
of locking you
and
up
maybe,
with a bunch
maybe
of
maybe we
yeah
could actually use this yeah technology.
What's that? Locking you up with murderers, right.
Oh, yeah, instead of locking people up, this technology could actually be used to rehabilitate. So you lock someone right up virtually, put them, say...
No, you lock them up for real, but you...
Yes, they're obviously going to be...
Right.
They're not going to do a volunteer.
I thought, wait.
So, if you'll listen, you'll get what I'm saying. Instead of interrupting me.
I thought Tom was saying, fuck virtual kids.
No.
So you don't fuck real
okay
kids.
Well, yes. Yes, we are. We
yeah
are. That's what
but
we're
I'm
saying.
But I'm saying we could take it a step further and solve all crime in this way.
Yes.
Where you could take people and put them through 100 years of virtual prison.
Okay. Oh, I see. Or you know what?
Like technology's that not there yet.
And it, oh, it's
no,
closer
it's
than
not,
you think.
Yeah, exactly.
I was reading an article the other day on Reddit, but that very thing. Mm-hmm. They said through some sort of drugs that they were injecting in these fucking people to put them into like a coma or something
right
of some type. They could inflict 100-year sentence on the person.
Wow, I didn't even know that when I started this.
Yes.
That's kind of cruel and unusual, though.
In reality,
not really. It's worse to actually make them live it.
Yeah, like they could inflict it on them in 15 minutes.
Right.
Using like psychoactive drugs and
right
put in like a coma
make
state.
Make them learn their lesson. Let them get on with their fucking life.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
If it
like
works.
They wake up after 15 minutes and like they've been administered this DMT and everything else and they're
right
just like, what, you know, what, oh my God. Like they've lived a lifetime in
right
jail.
Yeah.
You know?
And if we could possibly tailor it to be just horrible enough to be a punishment.
Right.
But if we could tailor the storyline somehow,
yeah,
teach them a lesson.
Oh, like a redemption, so like a redemption arc.
Right.
Oh.
Yes, redemption art. That's
yeah
what it should be
yeah
called.
Yeah. So basically, and you could have like a job like writing these redemption stories
yes
for people, tailor yeah them to their personality, you know, yeah, whatever. And then you just shoot them up for 15. It's like Total Recall.
15 minutes. Yeah. 15 minutes. It could be 5 years. It could be 5 months. It could be 100 years, depending on
the sentence.
Depending on the horribleness of the crime or whatever that person needs to maybe.
I think they need to get raped by a duck.
Oh, there's got to be
a
couple.
Well, I mean, that could be one of the solutions, but usually that doesn't work in prison systems right now because people that get raped by dicks usually don't become better people. Oh, ducks?
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
I was trying to bring it back.
Right.
Oh, yeah, ducks. You messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't say
I said
ducks.
Duck.
Oh, you didn't.
Rewind that shit.
You know I could, and I think you said dicks, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's okay, but yeah, to get raped by ducks, that could be a fitting punishment.
Right.
For maybe you people you want. That shoot too many ducks.
And you don't have a closing cave.
Right.
Yes.
That you could not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have duck come in your asshole.
So, guys, that that is what I'm into now. So if you don't ever see me again, it's crazy. Like I'm just thinking. Like
I'm actually kind of worried about you at this point.
I'm worried about me.
Tim's making me worried about you.
Is that why you didn't come last Saturday? No, you said you've only had this.
I've only had it 2 days.
I think your wife saw something. Or heard something.
I don't know. I don't even care.
You had all the headphones on. You were probably like, ah, oh.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck. Jesus.
Falsetto.
False lady.
We'll just hear it.
Yeah. It was a lady in red.
Exactly.
Was it?
Listen, Tom.
Who's dancing with me?
Black.
Maybe it is.
I want you to go home tonight, yes. And I want you to talk to Jen.
Yes.
I want you to admit
to jack off together.
Admit that what I just told you.
Give her my number.
Okay.
And tell her if you fall too deep into the rabbit hole.
Yes.
That she calls me.
You're a good friend, Tim. You know that.
Fucking A, man. Jesus.